We're back here, Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, live at Titans training camp, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, former wide receiver Derek Mason here with you. Today we say hello to another former player, a three-time Super Bowl champion, now with ESPN Cleveland and part of the Browns Radio Network. Gerard Cherry is on the line with us. Gerard, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
So obviously a lot going on in your town right now as a radio host. I can't imagine what you've been talking about over the last few days, but Deshaun Watson, the ruling coming down, he's suspended as of now for 6 games, but the NFL plans to appeal that to get more of a stiffer punishment. What's kind of your thoughts on the NFL wanting to appeal this?
My thoughts are I get why the NFL is doing it for public pressure reasons. I understand that. I respect it. I get that. They're a business. They have to appease a lot of people to keep fans happy. And outside of Cleveland, most people are like, 6 games wasn't enough. But at the same time, I'm saying to myself, you have a Hall of Fame week. You have the first game of the season. And you hired someone in Sue L. Robinson to make a decision. Why not respect the decision and let this thing go away? Because now you woke up a can of worms to where this thing could go on for another year or two.
Do you believe that with this, that there is a chance he actually could open the season because of appeals, that he could play, that the suspension, you know, would be on hold until this all gets resolved?
Well, I totally believe that, because if the NFLPA finds the right judge who agrees with them or thinks that this should be heard even further, that could totally happen. So now what do you do if you're the Browns? Tuesday, there was a situation where they were preparing Jacoby Brissett to be the starter. He started taking more reps with the ones, and Watson was doing more stuff with the twos. Now, all of a sudden, you're back in that mix of what the heck do we do? We don't have certainty. So it becomes, once again, a big distraction.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jacoby Brissett and possibly being the starter, but how do you think Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, has navigated this very difficult situation that, you know, he didn't plan for it. He thought he had Baker Mayfield, and we know what happened there. And then they make the trade for Watson. They give him this big contract. Now all of a sudden he has to reset with so many unknowns as he's trying to make a football team better. So how do you think that the head coach has done trying to navigate all this?
I think he's done a phenomenal job, because when you listen to him answer questions, one, he doesn't give anything away, which shows me that the organization is on the same page. And that's so important in situations like this, that you don't have any detractors or guys who are going rogue and saying something outside of the company policy and what the Browns as an organization want to be presented publicly as one front. So they're doing that very well. But the part that we really won't know until actual games start, which is next week when they play against the Jaguars for a preseason game, is how is this working out? Is this causing them not to be as efficient as they would like to be? Because they don't know what to expect with the quarterback situation, and they're trying to navigate something in which they don't know what tomorrow may bring. Especially now with it potentially being no games or infinite amount of games missed.
We're talking with Gerard Cherry, covers the Cleveland Browns for ESPN. Now, Gerard, is this did the Cleveland Browns expect this to happen, the appeal? Because when the six-game suspension came out, the suggestion throughout the league or the NFLPA was, hey, listen, we're not going to appeal it. We're going to stand pat with what, you know, the judge said. So we're just going to let it stay as is. Was the consensus at Cleveland that there was a high possibility that Goodell would challenge this?
I was under the understanding, D-Mace, that it was just going to be that the NFL was just going to let it go and accept the 6 games, move forward. You got all the things that I mentioned earlier about the Hall of Fame week and what that represents. But also at the same time, I'm saying, don't you want to protect certain owners who have been in the news in the past couple of years for things not similar with multiple massages, but other things that would be considered embarrassing, disrespectful to the Shield? You're going to allow the NFLPA and players alike to bring that type of stuff up, and the media as well, and what that represents as far as what are you doing. So that right there kind of threw me off, because I was thinking, okay, most owners don't want to go down that road. But then again, I have to think that you have 13 owners who are also pursuing Watson. You also have owners, and they didn't get him, so they could be upset about that. And then you also have other owners who have contract situations going on where they are flat out angry, upset, mad at the Cleveland Browns because they gave Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed, and that set a new floor for salaries and introduced a new paradigm that a lot of owners don't like either.
Now, what does this do for the Cleveland Browns moving forward in regards to their roster? Because, you know, Goodell appeals. We know the NFLPA, as much as people don't like it, when you're part of a union, they have to work for you. So they're going to come back with their appeal. And like you said, this thing can go on for a very long time. So in regards to their roster, does this force them to make roster moves that they probably wouldn't have made?
Right now, I think they brought Josh Rosen in, and they have Dobbs in as well, and then they have Brissett. So I think at this moment they're set at the quarterback position as far as what they want to do moving forward, just having these guys in camp and letting them play it out and see who's going to be the 2, 3, and ultimately who needs to be the 1. But the thing that I'm looking at, if you're going to carry four quarterbacks, can you carry 4 tight ends? Can you carry 6 or 7 receivers because you got that extra quarterback on the roster just in case? That's where, or any other position where you might be in injury plague, but you need to bring extra bodies in. So it may prevent that. But for the most part, with this being the early stages of camp, you know, like I know, you're allowed to have all these bodies in there, so it won't impact it right now. But once we get to that cut-down date, it's going to be very interesting to see what's going on.
We're talking to 3-time Super Bowl champion Jerod Cherry. He is with WKNR up in Cleveland, ESPN radio affiliate up there. Jerod, you know, all of this happened before Deshaun Watson became a member of the Cleveland Browns. So I'm curious, just your audience up in Cleveland, how do they feel about this? We kind of were talking about this on the show yesterday. Like, when he takes the snaps, will there be the full enthusiasm? Will it be tempered at all just because of maybe what everybody started learning about this after he joined the franchise? What's the mood?
The mood is one of excitement for once he does actually get on the football field. That's the sense you get. And I believe, too, people understand that, hey, though this can occur under our watch, we signed up for this when we brought his services here to Northeast Ohio. And I think people really have that sentiment. But as you know, fans can be iffy. And if it gets to a point to where it is a distraction and it's causing the team not to play well, yeah, they'll do like everybody else will do, point fingers and blame more likely Watson.
Do you think that it would help him? Because this is one thing that's been talked about a lot, even in the decision by Judge Robinson, that he did not show a lot of contrition, didn't really admit that he did anything wrong. Do you think that would help him in the overall perception going forward?
I think at this point, you might as well just stick to your script and do what you've been doing. And I must tell you, though, when around him and seeing him at training camp, you don't get this perception of some arrogant, mean-spirited human being. You really don't get that sense of feel. You see him after practice on a regular basis go up and sign autographs for kids and family members that are out there, and you don't get that vibe that, hey, this guy is arrogant by any stretch of imagination. But obviously what you do privately and what you do publicly are two separate entities, to say the least. So I would say for him, though, all that's going to do is probably justify the NFL even more if he were to take that tact of, hey, I just want to say I'm sorry again. I mean, he's going to do the community service things, I have to imagine, and he's going to follow the protocols that they've introduced for what he can and cannot do in regards to massages. So I think he just sticks to the script of what they have said they were going to do, and so far they've done that. Obviously, they can't control what the NFL offices, league offices do. Their best bet is just to, again, make sure he doesn't do these things again and just stay to your story.
He is Jerod Cherry, former football player, 3-time Super Bowl champion. And, Jerod, I'm watching a former linebacker, a teammate of yours that I think you know quite well, and Mike Vrabel, coach his team right now. He looks like he's just as intense now as a coach as he probably was during practice when you guys would line up together. Does that surprise you at all?
No, it doesn't. Vrabel was one of my favorite teammates, too. And the thing about it is he was actually like the class – and not in a disrespectful manner, my standards, but he was a class clown. He was the guy that was the joker and the one who would tease Bill and get away with it and just kept things loose and light for us. But the intense part, I saw that in him too. And I'm not surprised that he's having success as a coach because he's a very smart football player as well. The guy would watch film, catch certain things like the ball and hand placement, and would pass it on to the defense. So Braves is a student of the game, and most importantly, comes from a background which his parents were both principals. And ultimately, it's all about who you teach. And he has that in his blood, the ability to teach. So I'm not surprised that he's doing a great job in Tennessee.
No doubt about it. Gerard, thanks so much for the time today. We always enjoy the conversations, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care.
Yep.
That's Gerard Cherry now with ESPN Cleveland, does radio, also part of the Browns radio network, and, of course, a three-time champion with the New England Patriots and a teammate of Titans head coach Mike Vrabel. Coming up next, we will discuss what is next for the NFL and their appeal of the Deshaun Watson suspension. We'll give our thoughts on that as it looks like it's going to happen. But first, Willie, tell us about QC Kinetics.
Okay, let's talk QC Kinetics. You want to stay moving. You want to stay active. And if you've been bogged down this summer by a lack thereof, let's just say you're just not moving the way you want to, you probably have been aware of the traditional methods over time, you know, the surgery, the steroid shots, whatever you may have gone through. If you're sick and tired of that, check out QC Kinetics because it's helping people every day give them lasting pain relief using the latest advances in regenerative medicine. The science is very simple. They concentrate on your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints. They restore and repair the damaged tissue. No drugs, no steroids, no surgery. So they've got clinics here and all over America. Check it out. Find out about this new natural way to deal with joint pain. No side effects, no downtime. If that sounds good to you, get the absolutely free consultation by calling 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetics. That's 615-249-4024. 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetics.